Talk to anyone involved with the project and they'll tell you that cleaning up the creek is a major undertaking that's way past overdue.
We've been working on that for over a year now. Every 5 to 6 weeks we've been out there, probably 40 to 50 of us, sometimes larger groups out there.
Lori Murphy is Emerald Coast keeper and a project organizer. She says the debris goes well beyond cigarette butts, wrappers, and bottles, totaling more than 10 tons of illegally dumped refuse as of their last cleanup.
Over 44 shopping carts, hundreds of tires, sinks, toilets, refrigerators, furniture, desks, mattresses, you name it, we found it. They've just dumped it in there, even 2 basketball goals.
Carpenter Creek is the main freshwater tributary of Bayou Tahar with a 10.5-square-mile watershed. It flows southeast from Olive Road to 12th Avenue before entering the bayou.
Basically, we're teaming up with the Department of Natural Resources with Escambia County, and they purchased the property back in April, which is the headwaters of Carpenter's Creek, and it was real important that they did so that we could maintain good environmental quality for the whole creek.
The $8.5 million cost of the project will be paid by money from the $70 million coming to Escambia County from the Restore Act settlement of the BP oil spill.
While we've done some things with some water quality issues along and stormwater along the creek, you know, I think there are opportunities for us to do better.
Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson, through whose District 4 most of Carpenter Creek flows, has said this is his number one priority for Restore Act spending.
We have a gym there, and we have some areas that are more in the commercial area that really could afford a great walking amenity along the creek, while at the same time using some of that buffer area to significantly improve water quality as well. I think there are a number of things that can be done in that overall creek master plan.
Robinson will be on hand for Saturday's groundbreaking along with Pensacola City Councilwoman Sherry Myers, who considers the creek an impaired body of water. She's calling for development of a number of restoration strategies.
We need to look at a conservation easement project. The city does own land along the creek, and that's a good thing. We need to look at restoring the green spaces along Carpenter Creek so that the public will have access.
Carpenter Creek was part of the lifeblood of early Pensacola. At one time, Coast Keeper Lori Murphy says there was a British lumber mill operating on its banks.
They used to cut down all the longleaf pines. That was the dominant native species of trees in our area. And I've also heard through a rumor, but not confirmed, that there was a Spanish mill not far from here as well. So cutting down those trees and logging them down the river and the creek to the bayou was big business.
The groundbreaking cleanup of Carpenter Creek will begin Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at Project Headquarters, 715 Olive Road in Pensacola.
You need to dress warm. It's going to be a little cold. Wear some waterproof shoes, long pants, dress comfortable. Emerald Coast Keeper will be providing food and beverages, and we'll have the gloves and the trash bags for the cleanup.
Completion of the project is set for late February or early March. More information is available at Emerald Coast Keeper's Facebook page. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.